being joined by the members of the South Hardin Girls 4x1 that is qualified for the Drake Relays. To start off, we'll just go around and have each state your name and your grade.
I'm Allie, and I'm a senior.
I'm McKenna, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Katie, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Ada, and I'm a sophomore.
All right, so some sophomores and then just one senior. So you guys all kind of veterans in track. Have you been doing it since middle school, or any of you kind of newer to track and field?
Since middle school.
I gotcha. What about you guys?
Since kind of, yeah.
So pretty veteran group.
Yeah.
Just kind of some general questions here to start off. How would you guys kind of describe your guys, each of you guys' background in track and field, maybe some of the biggest stepping stones you guys have had on your journey to being, you know, Drake Relays qualifiers? What about you, Allie?
I think it started off with middle school and just, like, competing really hard. And I remember when I was in eighth grade, we had, like, state track as middle school. And, like, we always wanted to win and beat other teams. And then carrying that into high school has been cool, and wanting to work hard and knowing they're coming up, it was a good opportunity because, like, they also try their best, and then making it to state last year is also cool, and knowing that we got to bring it to this year as well.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it was just started off when, like, when us three have started to do in, like, state track in middle school, and that just gave us something to look forward to, like, looking at the Blue Oval and then having, like, that be our goal towards the next 4 years, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've kind of just been, like, doing track with, like, the same people our whole life, and so we just kind of, like, know each other and work well together, and yeah, I think, like, in middle school, we've gone to, like, the middle school Drake Relays a couple times and, like, middle school state track, and so it just kind of prepared us for high school, and then, yeah.
So what did you guys do at the middle school relays?
Middle school Drake Relays, we did distance medley. We made it for that, and then we made it to state in a few different things. I don't know of them. It was just, like, sprint medley, distance medley, 4x1, 4x2, like, that stuff type of thing. So.
I gotcha.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool to, you know, make it in both middle school and high school. That's kind of interesting. You don't see a lot, because normally it's what, just bigger schools that make it in middle school. Is that right?
Yeah.
For the
yeah.
most part.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to this specific 4x1 group, have you guys had experience with running relays with this specific group before, or is this kind of your guys' first time through with this relay?
Well, we have a girl that normally did it. We made it to the 4x1 in last year and at state, but the girl who normally runs, she is injured right now. So we had McKenna, which actually did really good. So, yeah.
You bet.
And, like, this group has also kind of just been in, like, other relays, like, all of us. And it's just, like, a few different girls that just go between, like, all of, like, the sprint relays and stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of pretty much, like, the same group for most of them. So,
we're good. You guys have anything to add?
It's a new group for me. I know I had to step up and fill in for her, to just had to take her spot so I could help the team out.
You bet. And on that note, how do you guys think you've progressed from the start of the season all the way up until this point? What are some of the biggest strides you guys have made? Just getting faster, right, pretty much?
Yeah, and I think it definitely starts in practice with taking our drills seriously. And then in meets, taking it serious, practice, yeah, working on our handoffs. And just knowing that we got to perfect it as much as we can. And it's kind of cool seeing this early in the season that we've improved our time, and just excited to see what the future brings.
Yeah.
So you guys, I know you guys are kind of on the bubble. I think you're, what, like 92nd, 93rd place right now, as it currently stands. So what was kind of going through your guys' minds when last weekend when you finally saw that you had officially made it in? What did it mean to you guys to, you know that you're going to be representing your school down at the Drake Relays?
Well, it was definitely cool because it was the Drake meet, and the Dyke meet, and we knew we were, like, right on the edge, so we either had to get a good time or just get lucky and get either first or second to get there. But yeah, it was definitely a big step in our looking forward, because we get another chance to get on the Blue Oval than just state. So yeah,
and I think we have another opportunity to improve our time at the Drake Relays, because at the Dyke meet we had a good time, but our handoffs weren't that great. So I think improving those and working on those can improve our time even more.
It was just kind of like, because we knew we were on, like, right at the verge of it. It was just kind of stressful. But, yeah, it was really exciting to get our time down and then know we made it. It's a really good feeling.
So when it comes to competing at the Drake Relays, you'd mentioned thinking you can, you know, improve your time even more, right? What are the goals? Where you kind of see yourself at the end of the Drake Relays?
Just kind of improve our time, like, the best we can, get it down, like, I don't know.
Maybe not get first, but, yeah, like, first but in our heat of that.
Yeah.
It's a preloaded field, right?
Yeah, it's very many teams in the 4x1, so.
Yeah.
And I honestly think that just to soak it all in and have fun is also very important.
As far as the other events you guys are in, how are those going so far? What other events are you guys doing?
The Sprint Med, we've been pretty good doing that one, and it's been fun. And we've kind of mixed up our, like, order, and we can just see, like, how we work together. So that's fun.
Is it these four in the Sprint Med as well, or?
It kind of switches up sometimes, but mostly, yeah.
I gotcha. How about you? What other events are you doing here this year?
Like the 4x4, and I think we've been doing really good. Just we've had some times up and down, but all together we come together and run good as a team. Go to good together.
What about you guys? Other events you guys are in?
I'm in some opens, but I like the 4x2 and stuff, and I think our 4x2s has really big potential to getting to other opportunities. But I think our Sprint Med's really good too. But
yeah, I agree. Just kind of like 4x2, 4x1, Sprint Medley, 4x4, like those type of races we're all like pretty good at, and yeah, it's just fun to run in those as a team. I like the relays a lot.
I also think it's cool to see us all work together, and like if we do switch up the lineups, that we still work together during that.
Yep. Aside from school and track, what else is keeping you guys busy this time of year?
Just work. Sometimes outside of school, I don't know.
Yeah. Weights. Yeah. I think that's a big part of how all of us have really gained. So
yeah.
I think weights is a huge part, and like being able to like run and keep your endurance and all that. So yeah. Lifting and softball for me.
I gotcha. What about you?
Weights and work. That's about it.
Also other sports we do. Just kind of helps us prepare for track season. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all I got for you guys. Thanks for the time, and we'll catch you down there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.